Lifelines Intermediate. Cassette 1, Side 2. Unit 5. Tape Script 5.1. 1.
A suspect was arrested yesterday.
2.
The victim was murdered at 6 o'clock.
3.
The suspect had been seen near the house at 5:30 by a neighbor.
4.
The suspect's house was searched.
5.
Some bloodstains were found.
6.
The bloodstains have been examined by the forensic scientists.
7.
The suspect is being questioned by two detectives.
8.
He will probably be charged with murder.
9.
He will be taken to court tomorrow.
Tape Script 5.2.
Constable! Constable!
Yes, sir. What seems to be the problem?
I'd like to report a robbery. It's my car. It's been stolen.
I see. And where was the vehicle parked at the time?
Just round the corner here, in Samwell Street. I left it there about an hour ago, and now it's gone.
Samwell Street, you say? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. What?
And you parked it there at about 10 o'clock?
Yes, that's right. I bet some young thug has stolen it. These young people, they have no respect for the law these days.
Yes, sir. Well, you better just give me a few details so that we can see about tracing the vehicle. What kind of car is it?
It's a BMW 540i.
Colour?
It's red.
Red. And the registration number?
P67HKL.
HKL. Right. Just a minute, sir. We've got a report here of a vehicle that's been removed from Samwell Street. It's a red BMW 540i. Registration number P67HKL. Yes, that's right.
Well...
Just a moment, sir. They're checking whether anything has been reported about the vehicle.
Well, I hope it's not going to take too long. I'm a busy man. If I get my hands on the young hooligans that have taken it, I'll...
Excuse me, sir. You got it? Fine. Thank you.
Great. Has it already been found?
Not exactly, no.
It hasn't been damaged, has it? If it has, I'll...
No, sir. I don't suppose it's been damaged, because it was never stolen.
What do you mean?
It was towed away at 10:45 this morning.
Towed away? Towed away? But it was only parked there for an hour.
Yes, sir, but cars shouldn't be parked there at all. It's a very narrow street.
But they can't just tow away my car.
It seems that a lorry couldn't get past your car. And I'm afraid that any vehicle which is blocking the road can be towed away.
But there was nowhere else to park.
There's a car park 100 yards or so down the road, sir.
Well, where has my car been taken to?
All vehicles that have been towed away are taken to the car pound in Hilton Road.
What? Hilton Road? But that's miles away.
Yes, sir.
This is ridiculous. I haven't got time to go to the other side of town now.
Well, sir, perhaps you'll be more careful about where you park in future. There's a bus stop over there. You'll need the number 26. Good day.
Tape Script 5.3.
Bird. Word. Warm. Were. Curl. Heard. First. Pure. Occur. Storm. Girl. Beard. Stir. World. Calm. Fire. Worm. Birthday. Third.
Tape script 5.4.
Forensic evidence. Shop assistant.
Tape script 5.5. 1.
He was an old man.
2.
I feel angry when I read about it.
3.
He died soon afterwards.
4.
He's run into the back of my car.
5.
It's been towed away.
6.
She's a police officer.
Tape script 5.6.
There are too many of them. How often do you come here? I've been here for an hour.
Tape script 5.7. 1.
There's a cow in that field.
2.
What's the colour of the car?
3.
It's my own book.
4.
I park my car in this street.
5.
We decided to stay all day.
6.
Now it's time to go.
Tape script 5.8.
Did you shoot your brother-in-law, Mr. Ewers?
No, I didn't.
Why were you holding the gun?
I found it in the garden. I heard the shots, and then I heard a noise in the bushes outside the sitting room. I thought there was someone in the bushes, so I went to have a look, and I found the gun. So I picked it up. I know it was a silly thing to do, but I... Well, I just didn't think.
Mrs. Ewers, where were you when you heard the shots?
I was in bed.
Were you asleep?
No. No, I wasn't. I was just sitting on the bed.
Did you like your brother?
No. He deserved to die.
Why?
He killed our younger brother. There was an accident, you see. Harry was driving too fast. He was drunk. The car crashed and poor Tim was killed.
What were your brother and Mr. Clayton arguing about?
Harry wanted to get rid of Julian. He wanted the whole company for himself.
Mrs. Squires, you were in the library, but the light was not on.
Yes, I was sitting in the dark.
So you weren't reading?
No, I was just thinking.
What about?
I had asked Harry for a divorce, but he had said no.
You're lying, Mrs. Squires. You weren't in the library at all. The door was locked. You were in the garden with Mr. Ewers.
No, it's not true.
You and Mr. Ewers are lovers. Is that not true, Mrs. Squires?
No. No.
This is a big room, Mr. Clayton. Where exactly were you when the shots were fired?
I was standing here.
About the middle of the room? Next to Mr. Squires?
Yes.
Do you often come to the house, Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Were you here on June the 6th?
June the 6th, yes. I was here for dinner the day that the Ewers arrived.
tape script 5.9.
Everybody hated Harry Squires. You all had a motive, but did you have the opportunity? What about you, Mrs. Squires? You weren't in the library, as you said. You were in the garden with your lover, Mr. Ewers.
No, I don't believe it.
Don't look so shocked, Mrs. Ewers. You knew about it. That's why you weren't in bed. You were going out into the garden to catch them. You were on your way to the garden when the shots were fired.
So did those two murder Harry?
Well, they had a motive. Martina needed a divorce, but no, they aren't the murderers.
Then who did kill him?
It was you, Mr. Clayton.
Don't be ridiculous. I was wounded myself.
No, Mr. Clayton. You were shot by yourself.
What?
3 days ago, you were here for dinner. You stole the gun. Harry wanted to get rid of you, so you decided to get rid of him first.
But how did he do it?
Well, Mrs. Squires, it was quite simple. Wasn't it, Mr. Clayton? You held the gun with the handkerchief so that there would be no fingerprints. You shot Harry Squires. Then you shot yourself in the hand. A very good alibi. Then you threw the gun through the open window into the bushes.
A very good story. But where's your evidence?
It's simple, Mr. Clayton. The forensic scientists have examined your hand and the bullet hole in Mr. Squire's chest. You see, both shots were fired from less than 1 meter away.
Unit 6. Tape script 6.1.
So we're agreed on where to go. Now, how do we get there? There won't be any point in going to the travel agent until we know exactly what we want.
Okay, then. Well, we can fly, or we can go by coach.
If we go by coach, it will be a lot cheaper.
Yes, but the plane's much quicker and it's more comfortable.
What time's the flight?
Just a minute. It's 7:30 in the morning, or... No, that's the only one that day.
7:30? That means we'll have to check in by 5:30 if we want decent seats. And we'll need to leave the house 2 hours before we check in. If I get up that early, I'll be in a bad mood for the rest of the holiday.
You'll be able to sleep when we're on the plane.
What time's the coach?
11 o'clock from the local bus station.
Well, that settles it. If the flight was later, I'd pay extra to fly, but not if it means getting up at 3 o'clock.
I can see that, but the coach journey takes nearly a day and a half. As soon as we got there, we'd have to think about coming back.
Oh, you're exaggerating. Flying won't be much faster, if you include the time for checking in and getting to and from the airport.
Well, I don't agree. If we had 2 weeks for the holiday, the coach would be all right. But we've only got 1 week, so I'd rather fly.
Tape script 6.2. 1.
Do you think you've had an interesting life?
Oh, yes. If I had my time again, I'd do exactly the same.
2.
Can you tell Sally I won't be here tomorrow?
Okay, I'll tell her if I see her.
No, on second thoughts, I'll wait until she comes back.
3.
I think I'll go out this evening.
Well, if you take the car, you'll need to put some petrol in it. Will you be late?
Yes. You'll probably be in bed when I get back.
4.
Can you lend me £10?
Nah, I'm sorry.
But I need it urgently, and I'll pay you back as soon as I get paid.
Look, I'd lend it to you if I had it, but I'm broke.
5.
This letter's important. It must get there by tomorrow.
Okay. If you leave it there, I'll post it for you.
You won't forget?
Don't worry. I'll see to it before I go to lunch.
Tape script 6.3.
Do I check in here for New York?
Yes. Could I see your ticket and passport, please?
Here you are.
Thank you. How many pieces of luggage are you checking in?
Just one suitcase.
Did you pack the case yourself?
No, my wife did.
Does the bag contain any electrical items?
Yes, an electric razor and a personal stereo.
I'm afraid you can't take electronic items in hold baggage. You'll have to take the personal stereo in your hand baggage, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Just a minute. There.
Thank you. Has the case been unattended at any time since your wife packed it?
No.
Fine. Would you like smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking, please.
And would you prefer a window or an aisle seat?
Window, please.
Here you are. Here's your boarding card, ticket and passport. Boarding is at 18:40 from gate 23. Have a pleasant flight.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Tape script 6.4. 1.
Is this the Manchester check-in?
Yes, it is. Can I see your ticket, please?
Yes. Here you are.
Thank you. Do you have luggage to check in?
No, just hand baggage. Could I have a seat in the smoking section, please?
I'm sorry. This is a non-smoking flight. Would you prefer a window or an aisle seat?
Aisle, please.
Here's a label for your hand baggage.
Thank you.
And here's your boarding pass. You're in seat number 23C. Boarding will be at 15:20 at gate number 39. Have a nice flight.
Thank you.
2.
Is this right for Barcelona?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Here's my ticket.
Thank you. Could I see your passport too, please?
Passport? Oh, yes. Here you are.
Thank you. How many pieces of baggage are you checking in?
These two suitcases.
I see. What about those two bags?
They're hand baggage.
I'm sorry. You can only take one piece of hand baggage on board.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll check in this one as well, then.
Would you like smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking, please. And I prefer a window seat, if you've got one.
Let me see. Yes. So here's your boarding pass. Boarding is at 11:10 at gate number 5. Have a nice flight.
Thank you.
3.
Do we check in here for the flight to Rome?
Yes. May I see your tickets and passports, please?
Yes, here you are.
There are 4 of you traveling, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. 2 adults and 2 children.
And how many pieces of baggage are you checking in?
These 4.
Did you pack the suitcases yourself?
Yes, we did.
And do they contain any electrical items?
A hair dryer, I think. And I think that's all.
Thank you. Would you like smoking or non-smoking?
Oh, non, please.
Here are your boarding passes. I've put you in row 19 A and B and row 20 A and B.
Fine. Thank you.
Boarding will be at 18:35. The gate number will be announced.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice flight.
Tape script 6.5.
Say. Said. Wine. Win. Toy. Story. Blow. Blue. Done. Down. Car. Care. Bean. Fear. Noise. Knees.
Tape script 6.6.
Do you want to go to Paris? Do you want to go to Paris or Rome?
Tape script 6.7. 1.
Would you like a window or an aisle seat?
2.
Do you like flying?
3.
Do you have one suitcase or two?
4.
Would you like to go by plane, train or car?
5.
Have you been to Athens?
6.
Do you usually travel business or economy class?
Tape script 6.8.
What shall we do today, then?
There's a few things in this leaflet. Why don't we try one of these places? The Plymouth Dome looks interesting.
Yes.
I'd rather go to the beach. It's a nice day, and we haven't been to the beach yet.
Hey, but look at this Woodlands place. It's got a commando course, and an astroglide, and a triple drop slide. Great!
Oh, wow. Don't you ever get fed up with things like that? We went to a theme park on Monday.
But it's got animals, too.
And we went to a zoo yesterday.
That's true. What about this Morwellham Quay place with the copper mine? There's a lot to do there. There's an old farm and life aboard a ship. It's very educational.
Thanks, Dad. You get enough education at school. We don't want it on holiday too.
Just because it's educational, it doesn't mean it's boring. And look, it's got this AA award for leading day out.
But I want to go to the beach. And there's a nice one here.
But not all day. It gets boring being on a beach all day.
There are things to do there. Look, there's sailing and windsurfing and a boating pond.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we go to the copper mine place in the morning and then go to the beach in the afternoon?
Possibly, but it's rather a long drive from Tavistock to Dartmouth.
Yes, and according to this, you need 5 to 6 hours for the Morwellham place.
Well, what about the dome, then? I'd like to see that. And that only takes 2 hours.
At least 2 hours, it says.
OK, but we could still do that in a morning and then go to the beach in the afternoon.
Oh, all right.
Right, that's it then. Let's get ready.
OK, you kids get your swimming things.
Unit 7. Tape script 7.1.
Last year they didn't go out, but this year they've been out a lot.
Last year, Mark only read comics and magazines, but this year he's read lots of books.
Last year they didn't go to the theatre once, but this year they've seen a lot of plays.
Last year, Emily didn't play any musical instruments. But this year, she has been learning to play the piano.
Last year, Mr. Benson didn't play any sport. But this year, he has taken up tennis.
Last year, they watched a lot of TV. But this year, they haven't watched much TV at all.
Last year they didn't have much free time, but this year they've all started new hobbies.
Tape script 7.2.
A recent survey revealed that in 1 week on British TV, 401 people were killed and 119 were wounded. There were also 29 cases of bad language. The survey included both terrestrial and satellite channels. Similar research in the United States showed that the average American child watches 8,000 murders and 100,000 other acts of violence while still at junior school. What effect has this been having on our children? American psychologists, Huseman and Aaron, maintain that watching violence on TV is one of the major causes of aggressive behavior, crime, and violence in society. In several recent trials, it has been shown that the defendants had got their ideas from watching violent videos. So, do you agree that what children see on TV affects their behavior? Should we have stricter controls on what can or can't be shown? Or should people be able to watch anything that they want? We'd like to hear your views, so please, call us.
Tape script 7.3.
And here's our first caller. What would you like to say?
Well, I just can't believe it when people say that children aren't affected by TV violence. Of course they are. We all know that children love to act out things that they have seen in films and so on. Now, that's all right if they're acting out a scene from Cinderella, but if they can act out things like that, they can act out violent things too, can't they? It's obvious.
Thank you for that. And now our next caller.
I agree with what the last speaker said, but any TV has got a switch on it. If you don't want your children to watch something, switch it off. Programs that contain sex, bad language, or violence can't be shown before 9 p.m. And after that, the kids should be in bed. In my opinion, it's the parents' responsibility to make sure that the kids haven't been watching unsuitable things. I should be able to watch what I want. It's not my problem.
What does our next speaker think about that?
I'm sorry, but I can't agree. I mean, he says it's not his problem. But it is his problem if he gets attacked by a teenager who's been watching violent movies. If we breed a violent society, we all suffer. I tried to control what my children watch, but it isn't easy. They can always go round to their friends' houses and watch videos.
Thank you. Now, what does our next caller want to say?
Well, personally, I don't like all the sex and bad language that there is on TV. I know that these things happen in life, of course, but that doesn't mean that I want them happening in my living room. I mean, I'm sure that my husband swears when he's out with his mates, but I wouldn't stand for it at home in front of the children. So why should it be all right for two strangers on the telly to swear in front of them?
An interesting point. Now, our next speaker.
I simply don't agree with the results of the research. How can we prove that when somebody acts violently, it's because they've been watching violent TV programs? You know, millions of people watch violent films, but they don't all become murderers, do they? We can't blame television for everything that's wrong with society. I maintain that it's just an excuse for censorship.
Thank you. Now, another point of view.
I'd like to support what the last caller said. I mean, what is violence anyway? Look at any cartoon. The characters are blown up and hit by trains, all sorts of things. Should we stop children watching Tom and Jerry or Mickey Mouse? As I see it, children know what's fantasy and what's reality.
Now our next caller. What would you like to say?
Real life isn't always pleasant, and I think television should show that. In real life, people do swear, and they aren't nice to each other all the time. I don't just want to see some cosy middle-class view of the world where everything's sweet and nice.
And now our last caller.
I'm afraid I have to disagree with the last speaker. It's very easy to talk about real life, but whose real life do you mean? 400 murders in one week certainly isn't my real life. I would say that most people's real lives are quiet and rather boring. I wouldn't agree with the real life argument. All this sex, violence and bad language is quite unnecessary.
Well, we've certainly got a wide range of views there. Let's take a break for some music now. Then we'll put those views to our experts in the studio.
Tape script 7.4.
Camera. Poem. Business. Economy. Languages. Appeared. Opened. Realize. Rhythm. Scientist. Figures. Beautifully. Experience. Someone. Married. Reaction. Idea. Various. Information. Colored. Finished.
Tape script 7.5.
He isn't here. Are you upstairs? I've been to China and India.
Tape script 7.6. 1.
He was too old.
2.
I was there for 2 hours.
3.
We ate 3 eggs.
4.
We went to America in June.
5.
He's got blue eyes.
6.
So do I.
7.
So is he.
8.
Oh, I am.
Tape script 7.7.
Alan, you've been involved in pop music for a long time now. How did you first get interested in it?
Well, like a lot of teenagers in the 50s, I wanted to be like Elvis Presley. The trouble was, I couldn't sing or play a guitar, but I loved rock and roll. So I got a job with a record company and eventually became a record producer.
Now, when rock and roll first came out, people said it wouldn't last, didn't they?
Oh, yes. And by 1961, it looked as if they were right. All the heroes had disappeared. Elvis was in the army. Buddy Holly had been killed in a plane crash. Chuck Berry was in jail. Little Richard had decided to become a preacher. And nobody wanted to know Jerry Lee Lewis after they found out he had married his 14-year-old cousin.
So how did rock and roll survive?
Well, the funny thing was, it was rescued on this side of the Atlantic by British groups like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. They brought rock and roll back from the dead and gave it new life. They opened up all sorts of new possibilities for it. Before the Beatles and the Stones, only teenagers had really listened to rock and roll. But afterwards, it became everybody's music.
So do you think pop music hasn't changed much since then?
Oh, no, far from it. There have been some great bands and singers, like ABBA, for example. They were great. Queen, Michael Jackson, Madonna, they've all added something new to pop music. In fact, it's very difficult to talk about pop music now because there are so many different types. There's mainstream pop, soul, heavy metal, and so on.
What about the future?
Well, there are new young bands coming along all the time, of course, but personally, I don't think we'll ever see anything really new. I mean, take songs, for example. I don't know, but the modern songs don't seem as fresh and exciting as they did in the 60s and 70s.
What do you mean?
I think it's interesting that so many of the old songs are re-released or re-recorded. My teenage kids are often surprised when I start singing one of the latest hits. They think it's a new song, but it was actually first recorded before they were even born. Perhaps all the good songs have already been written. Or maybe I'm just getting old.
If you had to choose just one song that sums up rock and roll for you, what would it be?
Oh, now, there's a question. Well, there are thousands of songs that you could choose, and I suppose everyone would have their own opinion, but for me, there's one that's got everything. The rhythm, the good melody, the great guitar, and most of all, it's fun. It makes you feel happy, and you just can't sit still when you hear it. And that, for me, is what rock and roll is all about.
So what is it?
It's Johnny B. Goode, written by Chuck Berry.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tape script 7.8. Johnny B. Goode. Tape script 8.1.
Okay, here are the answers to the quiz. 1. Where is Mount Fujiyama? It's in Japan. 2. Who wrote Sense and Sensibility? The answer is Jane Austen, of course. That's spelt A-U-S-T-E-N. 3. Which country won the Football World Cup in 1994? No, it wasn't Italy. It was Language did Jesus speak? He spoke a language called Aramaic. That's spelt A-R-A-M-A-I-C. Aramaic. 5. How many strings has a mandolin got? 8. 6. Where does the film star Arnold Schwarzenegger come from? He comes from Austria. 7. How fast can a cheetah run? You can have this if you're 10 kilometers either side. The answer is 100 kilometers an hour. So anything between 90 and 110 will be okay.
Tape script 8.2.
Okay, so number one. Do you know where Mount Fujiyama is?
Yes. It's in Japan, isn't it?
Okay. Now, What about Sense and Sensibility? I don't know who wrote it. What about you?
No, I've no idea.
Oh, hang on, I'll remember in a minute. Right, let's leave that one. What about the World Cup? Was it Brazil?
No. I think it was a European team, but I can't remember whether it was Italy or maybe Germany.
Well, what shall we say? Germany?
Yes. Okay.
Now, what language did Jesus speak?
I've no idea what language he spoke.
Was it Hebrew? I'm not sure.
Tape script 8.3. 1.
Could you tell me where I can park my car, please?
2.
I wonder if you could tell me what time you start serving breakfast, please.
3.
We've just checked into room 245, and I'm afraid there are no towels in the bathroom.
4.
Could you tell me whether you have a restaurant here, please?
5.
Do you think you could send someone to collect some laundry, please?
6.
We want to use the swimming pool. Could you tell me whether we need to take the towels from our room?
7.
Could you possibly tell me whether there have been any calls for me, please?
8.
Could I order something from the room service menu, please?
9.
I'd like to make an international call. Could you tell me what I need to dial, please?
Tape script 8.4. 1.
Could you tell me where I can park my car, please?
If you give me the keys, I'll get one of the porters to see to it for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
2.
I wonder if you could tell me what time you start serving breakfast, please.
At 7 in the dining room. But you can get it earlier in your room if you wish.
Thank you.
3.
We've just checked into room 245, and I'm afraid there are no towels in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. I'll get some sent up straight away.
Okay, thank you.
4.
Could you possibly tell me whether you have a restaurant here, please?
Yes, it's on the second floor. Turn left when you come out of the lift.
Thank you.
5.
Do you think you could send someone to collect some laundry, please?
Certainly. Which room is it, please?
Room 503. Thanks a lot.
6.
We want to use the swimming pool. Could you tell me whether we need to take the towels from our room?
No, they're provided at the poolside.
Oh, good. Thanks.
7.
Could you possibly tell me whether there have been any calls for me, please?
Let me see. Oh, yes. There's a fax and a phone message. Here they are.
Oh, thank you.
8.
Could I order something from the room service menu, please?
Certainly. What would you like?
A club sandwich and a pot of coffee, please.
Certainly.
9.
I'd like to make an international call. Could you tell me what I need to dial, please?
You need to dial 9 for an outside line, then 00 and the code for the country you want.
All right. Thanks.
End of side 2.